Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
This is Alexia and Mia with Matter of Fact.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay, we have many guests in the studio with us today.
We are in a small studio today, so bear with us, but
yeah.
Guys talk.
Hello.
They're a little quiet. Guys,
this is a very weird setup.
Talk better.
Can you hear us now?
Better.
Yeah, that's so much better.
Wonderful.
Well, hello. Everybody's here. We got Lewis, we got Liam, Jake, and Megan.
Ooh, yep, the whole
big cast.
Megan will be living with us next year. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really weird setup right now because we're standing. Alexi and I are standing at mic one. Megan, Lewis.
Like, we're pressed up against each other, like cheek to cheek against this microphone. It's like.
Yeah, this is really weird. Anyways.
Well, because everything else isn't working in the other studio.
Yeah.
So, you have it on shuffle,
do you? I do have it on shuffle. Anyways.
Anyways, it's fine. We're having some technical difficulties
yes,
right now.
Now we will be talking.
Anyways,
how are you guys?
How are you guys doing?
He's doing the stinky leg.
Oh, we're doing pretty good. You know, it's been a long day. Frankly, it is 1 a.m, but...
It is 1 a.m, but
yeah,
you
I'm
guys
excited.
Are here.
I really like
it's a new day.
I really like the secret theme. I think it's gonna be it's fun. You know, it's innovative. It's
you guys get
you
to announce
you
it at the end of the night.
It. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We're not.
No,
of course not.
It's only until the end of the night.
Never.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that will be definitely fun. You guys have to guess again what our secret theme is. So that will be exciting.
We gotta say, like, where these guys are from.
I know,
guys,
where are you guys from?
Okay, where are you guys from?
Miami, Florida native, born and raised, 305.
Long Island, so yeah.
I'm also from Miami.
And Megan?
Linfield, Massachusetts.
And the three dudes go to Emerson.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And Lewis is Mia's friend from high school.
Yeah.
And Megan is my friend from high school,
we've got some randos
over here.
Quick shout out to my brother, my sister, my parents.
So
big shout out to the crew listening back home. Love you guys.
Shout out to my mom. She just texted me.
I believe my parents are also tuning in. So shout out to them.
Shout out to my dad who's listening.
Shout out to Mia's dad.
Oh my God.
Shout out to my mom. It's her birthday today.
Oh,
actually,
happy birthday
Megan's mom.
Yeah.
So excited.
Anyways.
I told Michael to listen. I don't know if he will. We'll see that.
We don't know.
We can get the recording. It's fine.
We will get the recording. Yes. Anyways, so we're gonna finish listening to this instrumental, and then we will see you guys.
We're gonna
in the
also
next...
figure out this room.
We are gonna figure
so
out the room
because
it's a bit of a situation. But you know what? It's fine. We'll figure it out.
All right. We will talk to you guys soon.
partagé, encore peut-être inavoué, peut-être encore jamais dévoilé. Je l'ai vu à la télé. Si je mange, je vais en enfer. Faut t'avouer et ta moitié pardonner. Et on en reparlera si tu dis la vérité. Et j'ai pas le temps me laisser envahir par tous les faux sourires. Et j'ai pas le temps me laisser envahir par tous les faux sourires. Et j'ai tout quitté. Parfum d'espérance au fond de moi, au fond de moi. Y a comme un manque de cohérence dans ce malheureux silence au fond de toi, au fond de toi. Et j'ai pas le temps me laisser envahir par tous les faux sourires.
Si je mange, je vais m'en faire. favorita. A pesar de mí, de todo lo que fui, puede que me vaya bien. Cuando tuve coraje llamé, pero nunca Prince bailé. Fui parte en tu llanto, tú y yo somos tanto, pero a veces no lo recuerdo. Lo que necesito es a los dos. Todo el resto es platónico. Tenme paciencia mientras esquivo algún error. Al final seremos tú y yo. Nadie nunca más podría hacerme mejor.
Alright guys, so our last talk break, we listened to Turkish Disco by Fugazi, then, I cannot pronounce that, Alexia, we listened to a song by Molchat
Doma,
then we listened to Vérité by Claire Lafoute, and then we listened to Loretta by Ginger Root, and then Persona Favorita by Diamante Eléctrico.
And right now we're listening to...
Oh, we are listening to Quiero Otoño de Nuevo by Mintfield.
Alright.
And guys, I think it is about that time.
Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And I think I'm just gonna... we're not gonna be needing that.
We have another PSA for you as well.
Have you ever wondered if there's anything scarier than a good horror movie? Maybe real life murder. But what about a place where you can learn about both?
Welcome to Criminal Acts, a true crime show that looks at real-life murders where the perpetrators claim to be inspired by their favorite horror movies. Follow a cast of quirky characters as they get to the bottom of whether or not you can blame it on the movies. Find our Scream episode and our upcoming Friday the 13th episode on YouTube at Emerson Independent Video, and follow us on Instagram at Criminal Acts TV. That's Emerson Independent Video on YouTube and Criminal Acts TV on Instagram.
Thank you guys so much for that. That was really wonderful.
A little background about that.
Yeah. So, Lewis and Liam. Lewis and Jake. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm
mixing
you
guys up. So we're.
I do not work on this show.
He's not affiliated.
Lewis and Jake, please explain.
Yeah, so it's a true crime show that we're doing at Emerson. Mm-hmm. We're both executive producers, yes. Two of four.
Yeah, two of four. Michael, the content EP, is listening, so shout out to him.
Shout out to him. And yeah, so it's just we have like a cast of characters that examine mm-hmm. crimes that were, you know, copycat killers that mm-hmm. were allegedly inspired by horror movies, and we dive into it and mm-hmm. we see, like, is there truth to it? Is it sensationalized?
And we, like, pick it apart and analyze, like, how much the movie actually influenced the crime and also the dialogue surrounding the crime. So it's really like a discussion, and we really go into it.
Right. Yeah. Think BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
If it was cool.
I really enjoyed
it. BuzzFeed Unsolved if it didn't suck.
That's true. That is true. It was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Our pilot is out. It got nominated for 2 episodes.
That is so true.
We are an award-nominated show. Mm-hmm. And these awards, award-winning on
hopefully.
Sunday.
And these awards are taking place on Sunday mm-hmm. evening, which will be wonderful. Also, shout out to Anna, who is listening.
Anna Banana.
Hi. Love
Let's
you.
Let's switch gears
you.
To something more important.
Anyways,
we watched the Mario movie.
Yes, we did.
I need to hear feedback about this.
You know, it's one. Once I've seen like the height, I've seen Everest, that mm-hmm. is Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. I can't really watch any other kind of animated movies these days. I don't know what you guys think. As Emerson... film majors.
It's hard to beat Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, yeah.
Man, I haven't seen it either. I've only seen the first Puss in Boots.
I haven't seen either of them.
Oh, no, that's
way.
Not. That's
I don't
like
the first one. Puss in
Boots. What's the point?
What about you, Megan?
I don't watch movies. I don't have the attention span. That's so fair.
Megan falls asleep.
I don't know how I'm not asleep right now, to be honest.
We were talking about how, like, of all the things that they decided to keep in, like, the, you know, quote-unquote Mario canon, it's that he's, like, a plumber from Brooklyn.
Yeah, and like,
they could have just cut...
That's so interesting.
Right? Yeah. Because you just think he's from the Mario world, but no, he's, like, a guy from, like...
That's...
I'm gonna have to cut you guys off soon.
We still have, like, a minute left.
Okay. Let's wrap up this part of the conversation.
But,
I don't other movies?
I really
any other movies we want
to
talk about?
Anyways.
Let's talk about The Room.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God,
The Room.
We did go to see The Room.
A live showing at the of The Room at Coolidge Corner Theater.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because it's kind of like Rocky Horror Picture Show, where they're just like that you go there not because of the it's just the audience that
it's a large communal riff basically.
Yes,
audience participation is required.
It's so good. It was the
people
first,
throw spoons.
Yeah, you guys have seen it a couple times, right? Mm-hmm. Like in person,
I think
but
three
it was,
for the two of us.
I keep missing it every time we make plans. I just can't make it.
I was able to make it.
No, I am Tommy Wiseau's strongest soldier.
All right, we're gonna have to wrap up. We will see you guys in the next vocal break.
Abandonado Andrea, estábamos comentando por
Oigame, compay, no dejes camino por tu
Guys, we are back.
We are back.
We just listened to Machine Girl, and before that we listened to a song by a band called Lamp, and then right before that, right after our last vocal break, we listened to De Camino a la Vereda. A la Vereda.
Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. One and only.
Just exactly.
Often described as the Wu-Tang Clan of Cuban jazz.
We would like to think.
Wow, that's so interesting. What a great way to put that.
Such a broad group.
I mean, it's like a super group.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're great.
Right. Is it not an apt comparison?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk about pigeons.
Oh, please.
We're talking about pigeons.
Pigeons. What about pigeons?
Well, they used to be really domesticated.
Yes, they were our mascot.
Oh, yeah. No,
well,
I
they
had
used
a
to
story.
Be domesticated, but then they were all just let loose because nobody wanted to take care of pigeons this anymore. So now they don't get a proper diet. And
I know.
That's why
their
pigeon
poop
is so white because they get the improper diet. They're really abused. Anyways, talk about your...
You know, I'm sure I have an uncle who used to own pigeons. And that was so interesting because, like, if they're, like, mapped on to wherever they're born. Mm-hmm. So, like,
yeah,
they're just loyal to that. And you could just let them loose and they'll, like, tornado up in the sky and then come back.
That's why carrier pigeons exist.
Yeah. And I remember we did a middle school or, like, elementary science project where we put them... We like set them apart like miles away from their house and just kind of hoped they got, and we like track them.
This is an experiment you did.
Yes. You can't blindfold them though. Like they have to know where they're going.
You put them, sometimes you put them hundreds of miles away and they'll come back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's how
But we also realized that there was near the Miami airport, there's a lot of like hawks or was it for a lot? It was like one of like the
No, it's the Miami.
Yeah, or something. Like, it was one of those. So we kind of like set them on that trajectory. So a lot of them just died on the way.
Oh wow.
That's very so sad story. But anyways, pigeons are cool.
Pigeons are cool. They were our high school mascot.
True, the fighting pigeons. Shout out to NWSA.
Yeah, because we were in downtown Miami and they were like, oh, there are a lot of pigeons in downtown Miami, so let's...
Why not like seagulls, you know?
Why not seagulls is my question.
You guys are in Florida.
Go Gulls, Endicott.
Yeah, Megan!
Alexia, I want to bring up a conversation we had the other day about crows.
Crows are really intelligent.
If you
so...
bring them food, they'll give you... metal?
They'll give you like, so crows are really smart, and ravens as well, and they recognize people's faces. So if you leave them gifts like food and things that they want, they will bring you back little trinkets. They're little trinket collectors. So they'll bring you like pieces of metal that they find interesting and shiny, and like also food and bones and stuff. And it's so cool.
That's so cool.
They remember you.
What the heck?
I've heard they also pass the mirror test where you like put a spot on them and they can like recognize themselves in the mirror because they'll like, try to.
Yeah,
the
they
spot
do.
Off
They're
of
really
themselves.
Smart
yeah.
and no they can way. Understand speech and they can mimic human speech as well. Ravens are really good at mimicking human speech.
Wait, talk more into the mic.
Well, I've often talked about like I think we need to like get a murder of crows and teach them to get money for us.
Wait, is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's a murder.
It's called
of crows.
A murder.
Wow.
It's
pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you know, because we're right next to the Boston Commons.
Mm-hmm.
We can get a lot of money if we just.
It would be like coins though, because they like the shiny part.
I've seen
videos.
You might
be able to teach them to get money though.
It would be reinforced. Yeah, like we put a dollar in their mouth and then we take it and give them food, and then we just kind of reinforce like Pavlov.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that would be part two of your experiment.
It's pretty
true. Like an automated really side hustle, basically.
Yes. Yeah, and they're just like constantly coming in with.
You also
cash.
Have like an army of birds that will fight for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not to love.
That's great.
They're really cool. I love birds so much.
We know this.
I have two birds.
This is true. We will be living with the birds next year, so.
Yeah, Megan will be living. Megan didn't get to make it to our last show that we
had
with the house members,
we had Charlie and Ed. We did have Charlie and Ed on.
And Megan didn't make it because she slept
Sorry, guys.
It's Megan, it's okay. It's fine.
But we need to catch you up.
Sleeping for a 1 a.m. show. No. How is that possible?
She was tired.
She just went to bed because Alexia told me to take a nap before. And
well,
everyone
I didn't
knows
want you to be tired the next day.
The
Megan, do you have anything that you want to like talk about with the house since you missed the last one?
With the house?
Yeah, are you excited? Like, what's the deal?
I'm kind of scared. Honestly.
Why?
Because it's just like it's a lot of people in one house, and I haven't lived outside of my home for a little while now.
It's gonna be great though.
You're gonna be with a great gang of individuals.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know how to cook.
We're learning.
YouTube will be best friend.
The pancakes.
YouTube
though.
And
the pancakes.
Yeah, I really like frozen pancakes.
You guys
pancakes.
Concur with this? YouTube.
We don't really get up to much cooking in.
I know you guys don't have,
yeah,
a kitchen.
No,
kitchen.
He's but because of Passover, Jake has been concocting the most atrocious meals I've ever seen.
You had some of that. You had that matzo pizza. That was pretty good.
The matzo pizza. It's good for what it is.
Yeah.
Right, which is how I would describe all kosher food. Respectfully.
When's
that over? Is that over tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is that over in a couple days or tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. By this time, I'll be home free. Basically.
What's your first meal?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think they're doing like a breakfast event at the school through the Hillel, so probably that, you know, just by default. But we might, I think we're doing a movie night tomorrow. Liam's going to be catering, and he's going to be getting some Chick-fil-A mac and cheese.
Yeah. Wait, that sounds really good, Liam.
Oh, that's so nice.
Wow.
Chick-fil-A is
well
crazy.
Taken care of.
Oh, Chick-fil-A goes hard.
Chick-fil-A goes hard.
I mean, there's some controversy
with Chick-fil-A that we can't talk about on
that's
air.
True.
But I enjoy politics, it you know very what I mean? Much because it's just really good food, you know?
It is really good food. Oh, Alexa needs to sign the song, or what is it? What's it called?
Yeah,
well, anyways,
we're good.
Right before this instrumental, we listened to Polo and Pan by... No, yes, we did listen to Polo and Pan.
Yeah.
A song called... What is it? Nana? I really don't know how to pronounce it. It's like... It's very weird. And right now, I'm not even going to try pronouncing what we are listening to. So...
But it's by Drew Inagaki, Gentle Winds is the translation. Yes. Gentle Winds. Okay, awesome.
There we go.
And then after that, we are going to be listening to... Go ahead.
Jorge Benjor, O Telefon, Toco Novamente.
Great song, great album.
Thank you.
And then
we are listening to Ballade de Melodie by Serge Gainsbourg. I butchered
that. How many more vocal breaks do we have?
We have another one at the end, which is like a couple minutes long.
We'll do our outro after that.
But. Also, shout out to my brother Simon. He's also listening. I've been.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boy, Simon.
The boys.
Shout out to
you guys.
Simon.
Were worried about filling the 8 minutes. There you go.
See, yeah. 8 minutes are.
Think about the precious time that you're gonna fill in our next vocal break.
Which is how long?
I don't know.
I have a question.
4 minutes long.
I have four minutes, please.
You have 20 seconds.
What do you think? If you were to create a secret society, what would it be on? I want to start with Alexia.
Secret society.
What would it be based on?
Yeah, like if you were to create a secret society, what would it be?
Oh, see, that sounds so much better.
Okay, we'll get to that in the next vocal break. We'll think about it.
We will. Yeah.
We'll think about it. Okay,
I like that.
We will see you guys soon.
O telefone tocou novamente. Fui atender e não era o meu amor. Será que ela ainda está muito zangada comigo? Na ascensão, ela é a paz na minha guerra. Ela é meu estado de espírito, ela é a minha proteção. Que pena, que pena, que pena, que pena. Com ela eu sou mais eu. Eu sou a paz, eu sou o amor e a esperança. O telefone tocou novamente. Fui atender e não era o meu amor. Será que ela ainda está muito zangada comigo? Que pena. Com ela
eu sou criança. Eu sou a paz, eu sou o amor, eu sou a esperança.
Alright, going off of the secret society question, honestly, mine would be a Taylor Swift hate club. Not gonna lie, that's me.
Mine would be, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mine would be, I like to go along with bits. And my secret society would be, I would get a bunch of people to go along with a bit for a year, and then reveal it at the end. And then the next year, you have another bit that you commit to, and then you reveal it at the end of that year, and you just keep going.
All right, what are you guys' bits?
Jake and I are combining ours.
Yeah.
So, okay. like, we think urban exploring.
Yeah, but also, like, with movies kind of roped in. So basically, like, you go to an urban exploring location, and you, like, kind of make it underground, and you screen a movie there, like, in an abandoned asylum
something. Yeah, no, that sounds so
like,
sick.
Like, real auteur, kind of out-of-the-way movie.
What about yours, Megan? Or Liam? Go ahead.
The Pangea.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, that's good, that's
Megan,
good.
Megan?
That's pretty good.
All I can think about right now is rollerblading. I don't know. But I'm just thinking about, like, a bunch of people getting together and rollerblading, like, on a track all at night, and then you just go round and round like you're in a...
Across...
I really enjoy that.
Across the ice bridge from Russia to Alaska.
Jesus.
Anyways, really quick, guys, we're going to announce our theme, which is... Would you guys like to announce it?
Non-English songs.
Yeah. But anyways, thank you all for listening in.
This has been Alexia and Mia with Matter of Fact.
And you are listening to 91.5 WFO Tufts Reform Radio at Medford.
And we'd like to thank our guests.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys being here at 1 in the morning.
Of course, our pleasure.
We would like to thank the hosts. Thank you, sincerely. So this has been a blast.
We'd like to thank Ben for getting us El Jefes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Ben. Shout out to Benjamin Fine.
Ben's a real one.
I wish we could have had more time to talk.
Yeah, but you know what? We'll have you guys on probably next semester.
Next semester, we'll probably have a weekly show.
We'll have a better time.
We'll have a better time.
We're just hostile takeover, a matter of fact.
Yeah, why not?
We're making a matter of fact a Barstool Sports production.
We have people clawing their way to get to this spot. You guys are lucky.
Yeah, you guys made it.
We're honored.
But we still have, like...
We have 3 minutes.
We have a good minute to talk.
You know what we could do? Do you want to hear the last song?
That's
a wonderful song.
We don't have enough time if we could just skip to the next song. If we're done talking.
Oh, yeah.
I know, you're the one that's talking, Alexia, so are we done?
Well, I think we are done.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank
you,
Megan.
Thank you, keep talking about talking.
All right,
we
will see you guys again in two weeks.
Unless we sub.
At the same hour. And we will let you know if we sub, which hopefully you guys will also be there as well. So, again, thank you, and see you in a couple weeks.
Gustas de las